Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Please be seated. The gospel this morning hits home because in the Sermon of the Mount, Jesus is not just talking about rules or regulations or just the Torah. He's getting at the heart of the matter. He's getting beyond just the law and showing us how we all fall short. We have all sinned. And so Jesus is saying the standards of the kingdom are higher than just following rules and regulations. It's not enough to not kill someone. If you're angry with a brother, or if you don't commit adultery but you have lustful thoughts, you're still guilty. What Jesus is saying in this morning's gospel hits home because we all fall short. What I'd like to focus on this morning is Paul's word to the church at Corinth. Because I think if we really listen to his words as well, they also hit home and they also show us that we fall short. Years ago, I was in Corinth. Corinth was a place, I don't know today, but it was a place where people came in. It was a ship area. People came in as far as ports, and there was a lot of craziness going on there, a lot of sin and a lot of debauchery. And so Paul is writing this church that is set up in Corinth, and he's saying, you know, I wish I could speak to you on a higher level, but I can't, he says. Now, he's writing to the church, and he's saying, I wish I could have given you meat, but I had to give you milk because you weren't ready for it. And even now, I don't even know if you're ready for this. This is what he said. He goes on to say, he goes, there's quarrels and there's jealousy. You're in the flesh. He says, you're being human. You're not being spiritual. And the reason why he said this is because people gravitated towards personalities. Some people said, well, I follow Paul. And then there was another division in the church that said, no, I follow Apollos. And there were other people that said they followed other people. And we heard it a couple weeks back. Paul would say to them, did I die for you? Luther had the same problem about 500 years ago. 500 years ago, Luther shared his thoughts in Wittenberg, and there was this great movement against the Roman Catholic Church. And what happened? Well, people began calling themselves Lutheran, you know, for the very first time. And what was Luther's reaction to all of that? The first reaction was, don't call yourself Lutherans, because I didn't die for you. And this is what he said. He said, Christ died for you. Focus on Christ. Focus on his death, not on me. And so St. Paul also is saying the same thing in the epistle today to the church at Corinth, but I also think he's saying it to us as well. You see, spiritual people don't focus on personalities because personalities come and they go. You know, think about all the pastors that this parish has had. They have come and they have gone. St. Paul is saying to the church at Corinth and also to us, he says, I couldn't bring you strong meat because there's division and there's strife and there's jealousy. One says I follow this guy and another one says I follow that one. Well, the reason why I bring this up is because we've been vacant 1 year. It's amazing. I mean, I remember, I think it was Valentine's Day. So we as a parish have been vacant just 12 months, but not really vacant. You have two great pastors, am I right? So we're blessed. We're certainly blessed by God. But I think it's important to keep St. Paul's words before us, to not get caught up in personalities. Years ago, Jack Parr, I don't know if you remember him before Johnny Carson, who I absolutely adored, took the spotlight of the Tonight Show before Johnny. And Jack Parr walks out, he's doing his monologue, and he notices that not everybody laughed like you just did. And he noticed, he focused on one person, and this is a true story. He focused on one person, in the audience that didn't laugh for his monologue. Now, he's a professional. You would think he would know better. But he got obsessed thinking to himself, how can I make this one person laugh? How can I make this one person like me? You know, he didn't think about the masses all loving him. He just focused on this one person in the audience that didn't respond. She didn't clap. And so he said to the crew, turn up the house lights. And he, true story, he walks out into the audience and he addresses her, you know, and he recognizes she has no arms. No arms. She can't clap. And then he realized there's no way you can play to a crowd and get every single person to love you. It's impossible. And I think that when we go forward as a congregation, I should say as you go forward as a congregation, I think we have to keep that in mind. We have to keep in mind that no one here a year from now, 6 months from now, 2 weeks from now is going to please everybody as far as personality. It's impossible. But spiritual people look beyond personality. They look beyond it because what they look to is the fact that these people are servants of God. St. Paul is saying that in the epistle. He says, what are we? What am I? I water, I plant. Apollos, he does this. We are servants of God. That's all we are. We are nothing. That's what he would say. We are nothing. But what really matters is Christ. So he's saying to us, just like Luther said 500 years ago, don't focus on me. Focus on Luther. No, he didn't say that. He said, focus on Christ. That's where the true peace, that's where the true joy is. My favorite movie, The Wizard of Oz. One of my favorites. Do you remember what he says when he's hiding behind the curtain, The Wizard of Oz? Pay no attention to the guy behind the curtain, right? Because he wants him to focus. He wants him to focus up there. And we're human. We have flesh and blood. It's so easy to focus on a personality. It's so easy to say, oh, I hope I like the next guy. Well, I got to tell you, how is that going to be possible? That everybody laughs, everybody loves him, everybody responds positively. It's impossible. So what Paul is saying is focus on Jesus. Focus on him and recognize that ministers of the gospel, Pastor Stammo and John Cron and Pastor Chip, myself, and whoever has been in this pulpit, and I probably have forgotten names, all they are servants. And what's important is we recognize that it is God that gives the growth. It is God. We can plant, we can water, but if it were not for God, think about it, planting a seed in the soil. I could plant a seed, you could plant a seed, you could water it, you could put it in the window hoping that it would grow, but it's the miracle of God that makes that seed sprout. And it's the same thing with the parish, it's the same thing with the body of Christ. It's the same thing with us spiritually. And lastly, spiritual people recognize that all ministers of God are working together as one. He says, Paul, Apollos, we're all working together as one unit, not individual, not people who cause division or cult or separation. How many of you are on the internet? Right? Raise your hand. Yeah, Facebook, YouTube. You know what? For young people in the audience, you listen to me. You could start a cult on YouTube. You can. You really, and people have. I remember one politician on the night of the day of the election had 79,000 people watching that day. At 1 o'clock in the morning. Amazing. People can start movements and cults and personality followings all on social media. And it's great if you want to sell something. But we're not here to sell something. We're here to focus on Christ. We're here to focus on his word and the sacraments. And I bid you from my heart, as we move forward, as you move forward, remember not my words today. Remember St. Paul's words to the church at Corinth. Let there not be division. Let there not be strife. Don't focus on personality. Recognize that we're all together, the body of Christ, his building, his field, working together. And pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.